Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on out, somebody bless the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, listen. Today is your day. I just came here to encourage you, but you have the power within you. Oh, come on now. You possess the power of God within you. I'm going to say it again. The power of God, the kingdom of God, everything that God is and what God represents is in you. Come on now, lift your hands. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, serve you notice that no weapon formed against this ministry, the followers, the supporters, the partners, the sponsors. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that your sons are whole, spirit, soul, body, and financial. Devil, we serve you notice that the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the creator himself, Elohim, is against you. And the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, come on now. Come on now. You better get this. Come on now. Get it. Begin to give him praise. Come on now. Share the broadcast. I'm sharing it out right now to my peeps. Amen. But listen. My name is Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God does man live. Now, listen, grab your Bibles. Grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is you drink in the morning. Let's go to the word. Amen. Going here. Here we go. Let's go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In the matchless and powerful name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen, and amen, and amen. Look, real quick, let's go here, amen. Go to Luke chapter 17. Like I said, I'm just here real quick, amen. Sorry, I got on just a little bit late. Luke chapter 17. And what you have to understand that this power of all, okay, the four keys, your divine origin and unity with Elohim, your dependence and trust in Elohim, your purposeful existence or your purpose while existing on earth from Elohim, and the imminence of God, Elohim, in your life. Imminence of God means his active involvement in your life. And what you have to understand, amen and amen, that you have an active father in your life. Come on now, get this. Get it. Listen. Luke chapter 17. Look at verse 20 and 21. Let's go here. Like I said, I'm just here to encourage you. Luke chapter 17. Amen. Here we go. And look at what it says in verse 20. And when he was demanded by the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo, it's here or lo, there. For behold, the kingdom. He didn't say just the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He said the kingdom of God is within you. Come on now, someone type and say, it's in me. It's in me. It's in me. Come on now. This word kingdom right here in the Greek means royal power, kingship, dominion, rule. Woo, my God. The right or authority to rule over a kingdom. Oh, my God. The royal power and dignity of a kingdom. The territory subject to the rule of a king. Oh, come on now. So the kingdom of God, Elohim, God's territory of authority is in you. Come on now. Someone, come on, type it right now. It's in me. Come on. Type it right now. It's in me. It's in me. It's in me. Come on, get this right now. Woo! Oh, my God. See, so now when you go from there, and what you have to understand that, and let's just go here. Amen. John chapter 1. Now, remember, we've been talking about your divine origin and unity with Elohim. Okay, John chapter 1. Amen. Let's look at this real quick. John chapter 1. Look at what it says. Okay. And it says, first of all, everything in the universe comes from God. God is the ultimate creator and source of everything. This means that all things are connected because they come from the same source. We are related because we share the same roots. Okay. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And in Him, the Word was life, and the life was the light of men. Then it says in verse 12, but to as many as received him, to them he gave them his power, his dunamis, his ability to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now listen, you cannot, okay? Medical science says that when you are a child of parents, you possess the DNA characteristics of the parent. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. So, God, as a son of God, everything that God is and possesses is mine because I came from him and out of him. Oh, come on now. And that's right now, Brother Anthony. Here we go. Here we go. Second Timothy. Woo, my God. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. 2 Timothy chapter 1, get this. Come on now, get this. Verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Listen, go back here. See here what you got to understand. All things were connected because they came from the same source. We're all connected. But until you begin to get the understanding with all you're getting, get understanding of your origin, of your beginning, your divine origin and unity with Elohim. When you begin to get this understanding that I cannot be a son of God and not have the power of God and the kingdom of God within me at my access 24/7, 8 days a week. Come on now, someone type it is so and give him praise. Come on now, get it. God glory. Amen. Get it right now. You are the divine offspring. Okay. One more scripture and we're gonna have to call it a day for this day. But listen. Woo, my God, my God. Somebody get this. Psalms 82, verse 6. Woo, my God. Okay, this is gonna blow your mind. Now listen, it's not my word, it's his word. Come on now, Psalms 82. I'm gonna prove it to you. Now remember, we said right here, For by him all things were created in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominion, rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. Oh, come on now. Woo! And in him all things hold together. Psalms 82, verse 6. I have said, you are gods. This word gods right here is the Elohims, which is the little g, okay, which means ruler, judge, angel, divine ones. Now get this one, godlike. Someone type, I am godlike. Because when he said, let us create mankind in our image and after our likeness, and our, come on now, I am godlike. Come on now, type that up in there. Now listen. Stop looking at yourself according to your human existence. 2 Timothy chapter 1 reveals and proves that your existence my existence just didn't begin on September 2nd, 1968. No, my existence began at creation, Genesis chapter 1. Woo, come on now. When he said, let us create Adam, mankind. Oh, come on now. I have said, past tense. So you are already a little G, a little Elohim. And now when you begin to do the things that Elohim tells you to do, now you can walk in the power thereof. Come on now. He says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Listen, you cannot get the harvest from God unless you act and do what God does. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So listen, let's get it right now. The Bible says, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Come on, come on, get your seed ready. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Listen, you have to understand that unless, listen, you cannot receive from God unless you actively participate in giving like God. Woo, come on now. Use the PayPal at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. You can scan the QR code, sow your seed. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account. You can also receive what is called the prophet's reward by sowing into the hand of the prophet. Now, when you do this, you activate what's called the Teruma, Ezekiel 44:30. The first of all first fruits of all things of every sort of Teruma shall be the priest, and you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. Listen, when you give into the hand of the prophet, use my Cash App, $ Prophet M.D. Bryant, and get the prophet's reward. You activate God to move in his imminence, his active involvement in your life, when you act like his children and you sow into the hand of the priest, so the priest can open his mouth and activate the blessing of God in your life. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree the blessing of the Lord over their life. I declare and decree they'll never be broke another day in their life. As long as they are actively involved in seed time and harvest, you shall always supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Devil, I serve you. Notice, it is done. It is done in their life in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. And amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining us today. Don't miss tomorrow morning. I will be on earlier. Be blessed.